Good morning. This is Send 7 World News in 7 Minutes. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Today is Thursday, the 23rd of March, 2023. Starting in Africa today, Uganda has passed a new law which criminalizes identifying as LGBT. In Africa, over 30 countries already have laws against homosexuality. However, Uganda's new law is probably the first which criminalizes a person identifying as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. Human Rights Watch have said that the new law violates many fundamental human rights. Speaking in Parliament, MP Musa Ekweru said that law enforcement must be increased to make sure that homosexuals have no space in Uganda.
In our country, we will have our morals, we will protect our children, and we are making this law, we are making this law for ourselves, we are making this law for our children, we are making this law for the children of our children. And once it passed, I can tell you, Madam Speaker, we are going to reinforce the law enforcement officers to make sure that homosexuals have no space in Uganda.
Algeria's president, Abdelmajid Tebboune, has said that relations with Morocco have reached a point of no return. Relations between Morocco and Algeria have been bad for decades, mostly because of Algeria's support for the independence of Western Sahara, a large area of land to the south of Morocco, which Morocco claims as part of its territory. The border between Morocco and Algeria has been closed since 1994, and all diplomatic relations have been cut since 2021. In an interview with Al Jazeera, Tebboune said that Morocco was to blame for the problems. Niger has organised the release of French journalist Olivier Dubois and United States aid worker Jeffrey Woodke, who had been held by Islamist militants in Mali. US Security Chief John Kirby said that a team effort was used to secure the release of Woodke, who was held in captivity for 6 years.
There were no concessions made. There were no swaps here. This was just hard, grueling, deliberate work by diplomats and other experts directly with the government of Niger to get him home.
Europe. In Ukraine, at least 7 civilians were killed near the capital Kyiv yesterday during a Russian drone attack. One person was also killed when a Russian missile hit an apartment building in the city of Zaporizhia. In an area of the Mykolaiv region, which Russia occupied during some months last year, 3 people were killed when a landmine exploded. Ukraine confirmed yesterday that a volunteer soldier from New Zealand, Kane Tetai, had been killed in fighting. President Volodymyr Zelensky visited soldiers near the frontline city of Bakhmut, where there has been extremely intense fighting for months. Yesterday, the International Monetary Fund agreed a package of support for Ukraine worth over $15 billion. In Russia, Chinese President Xi Jinping finished his state visit yesterday. Before entering a car, his final words to President Vladimir Putin were, quote, "Right now, we are seeing a change that we haven't seen for 100 years, and we are driving that change together." Putin said, "I agree." America's. Brazil's police have said that they have stopped a plan to assassinate and kidnap many government officials. The federal police said yesterday that the plot covered 5 of Brazil's states, and 120 police officers were involved in searches and arrests. In the United States, a former mayor of a town in Haiti has been ordered to pay over $15 million for human rights abuses. Jean Moroz Villena was found responsible for crimes against his political rivals, including a murder over 10 years ago. Villena later moved to the US, where he now works as a lorry driver. Asia. In India, the internet was cut yesterday in the state of Punjab because of a police hunt for a Sikh leader. Amritpal Singh Sandhu is accused of trying to start a violent fight for a separate Sikh state. Five Iranian girls have publicly apologized after they were arrested for sharing a video of themselves dancing without wearing headscarves. In Iran, it is illegal for a woman to be in public without wearing a scarf on her head. Other activists have said that the apology was forced. United States singer Selena Gomez, whose song the girls were dancing to, said that the strength of Iranian women is inspiring. And in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and many Muslim-majority countries, Ramadan starts today. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar and marks when the Prophet Muhammad was first revealed the Quran by the angel Gabriel. Many Muslims do not eat or drink during daylight hours during the full month of Ramadan. That's your world news in 7 minutes. If you enjoyed this podcast, then please tell your friends to start their day by listening to Sense7. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow.